Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Everyone, welcome to the Love and Relationships Podcast, a hotline style show where people call in with questions about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage, and mental and emotional health. I'm Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid, unscripted conversations where I answer your questions in short, bite-sized, practical answers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed professional counselor, relationship expert, and author of 6 books. I also run the popular relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it by voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or submit it on my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. I don't know if you've heard, but it is singles summer. Over the past few weeks, we have been celebrating and encouraging Christian singles with all kinds of singles events, mixers, devotionals, groups, and so much more. I truly believe that if we want to make a dent in the divorce rate, we have to start by getting our singles healthy and in healthy relationships. In honor of Singles Summer, we're going to be diving into the Singles Summer podcast series, where I'll be sharing some of our favorite episodes about singleness, dating, and relationships. Be sure to share these episodes with all the Christian singles you know. If you're single and you want to get connected with what we're doing for singles, check out truelovedates.com/singlessummer. Now let's take some time to listen in to some of our favorite episodes for singles.
Hey Deborah, my name is Julieta and I'm from Argentina. And what happens to me is that I really want to pray for my future husband and family. And it might sound silly, but sometimes I don't know where to start. My question is, how can I be sure that I'm praying for the right things and in the correct direction?
You guys, I love this question, but I especially love that it's coming all the way from Argentina. That is just so exciting to see the scope of this podcast and how many countries it's reaching. The other day, I took a look at some of our stats and I was just floored by the countries that we're reaching. Some of them I had never even heard of. But it's just incredible to see God planting the seeds of healthy relationships all around the world. And I thank you for being a part of that. I thank you for sharing this podcast, for passing the episodes along to friends and family members. I've heard from parents who pass these episodes along to their kids. I've heard from friends who pass these episodes along to their best friends. I've heard from boyfriends and girlfriends sharing with their significant others and married couples who are listening together. I recently heard from a married couple who's been married for 45 years and they're listening and learning together. So no matter what age or stage you are in, I want the goal of this podcast to remind people that healthy singles make healthy dating relationships, which make healthy marriages. So thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing here. So let's get to this question from Argentina. And let's be honest, this is a question that so many people are struggling with. And I know that because this is one of the top searched issues on my blog, how to pray for love and how to pray for your love life. And especially when you are single, and you don't even know where to begin. But praying for love has to be something that you do on a regular basis. You know, if I knew how important praying for my love life would be, if I knew how important my love life would be and the role that it would have on my life, I would have been praying since preschool. You know, like, this is such an important issue. And I think a lot of times we have a tendency to worry about love and to worry about our future and to overthink and overanalyze rather than pray. You know, it's so quickly to find ourselves dwelling on this stuff, trying to figure it out, trying to put the pieces together. But why does it take us so long to turn to prayer? Why is prayer sometimes our last resort? You know, the thing we do when we just feel stuck. I think I'm realizing my own personal tendency to overanalyze. And I really believe overanalyzing is the opposite of what God's word tells me to do. God's word tells us not to worry about tomorrow. Instead, pray. It's the first response that we should have. You know, prayer is the act by which we mentally hand over our problems, our concerns, our fears, our desires, our dreams to the one who actually has the power to control them. And it makes sense, you know, because if we're going to allow this stuff to fill our brain, we might as well allow it to fill our brain in a way that actually has the power to impact the things that are weighing us down. Rather than simply allow those things to consume us, let's actually do something about it. Let's pray, because prayer has the power to impact the heart of God and in turn to impact our lives. So how do we pray for love? Where do you even begin? You know, whether you're praying for your future spouse, for future dating relationship, for a future husband or wife that you haven't met yet, I want to offer you some really specific ways to pray. And I'm also going to give you the Bible verses that go with them so that you can look them up later and read through them. But first and foremost, prayer number one, let's pray that God would give you a relationship. I think sometimes we're afraid to pray a bold prayer like that, but if relationships are the desire of your heart, if marriage is the desire of your heart, then you shouldn't feel shame about praying over that desire. You know, as long as your hearts are aligned with His, there's no limit on what you can ask of Him. What are your deepest needs and desires when it comes to relationships? What do you need God to do for you in the relationship that you're in? Let Him know. Matthew 7:7 reminds us that we can bring our requests before the Lord, and it's something that we need to do. So straight up, pray that God would give you a relationship. Ask Him for one and see what happens. Continue bringing that desire before Him again and again and again. You know, I used to struggle with prayer because it felt like my prayers were this like magic wish that was just going up into the clouds and disappearing. And it felt like I was not really accomplishing anything. I'm one of those efficient people who likes to accomplish. But when I changed my picture of prayer and instead I started seeing it as a building block, I'm building something. And each prayer is another brick that goes into that design, that structure of what I am building. Every single prayer is another brick that I'm adding to this big picture. And God will know when the structure is complete. God will know when I am done praying for that situation. You know, He's the one that has that timeline. I don't see the design. I don't see the blueprints. All I know is that I need to keep adding bricks to this structure that I'm building, one brick at a time. When I was able to see prayer like that, it changed my perspective on it. You know, it showed me that I was building something, not just sending these magical wishes up into the air. So pray that God would give you a relationship. Number two, pray that He would grant you patience and insight to wait for a good one. See Isaiah 40:31 for some encouragement here, because waiting on God is never easy. You know, and it's a reminder that we are not in control. You know, we can only do what we can do. And I talk a lot about that. I talk about, you know, I have this program called 21 Days to Jumpstart Your Love Life. And it's a 21-day course all about what you can do taking action in your love life. But I also understand that there is a balance, that once we have done what we can do, there's a component of trusting God. There's a component of realizing I can't do anymore. I've done what I can do. And now I just have to keep bringing it before the Lord and asking Him to give me patience, and especially patience to wait for a good relationship. So many times we enter the wrong relationship out of desperation. You know, I just read a comment from a young man yesterday who was like, Deborah, I am sick of waiting. And I'm at the point where I'm about to date somebody who's not a Christian because I am just done with the waiting. Guys, a huge component to praying for your love life is asking God to give you the patience and the wisdom to wait for a good relationship. I just wrote on Instagram the other day that it is better to feel single and alone rather than be married and feel alone in your relationship. Guys, and if you could have seen the comments that came in on that post, comments from men and women who said, yeah, I know the pain of feeling alone in a marriage, and it is brutal. It is heartbreaking. It is devastating. Wait on God. Don't just jump into a relationship out of desperation, and pray that He would give you the patience and the insight to wait for a good relationship, to wait for one that matches His heart for you and His heart for good relationships. Number three, pray that God would be working out anything unhealthy in your life. Guys, you have got to deal with the junk. I want you to read Jeremiah 33:8. As an encouragement. I hope you guys are taking notes here on this podcast. If you're not, press the rewind button, listen to it all over again. Write down these prayers, write down the scripture that you can read alongside of these. This one is so important. We focus so much on praying for love, and we forget that we are 50% of the equation of a healthy relationship. As you get healthier standing alone, it will impact your future relationships. And some of the baggage and sins that we carry, we recognize, but there's some stuff that we are completely blind to because we are so used to living with the junk. You know, it is so important to remember to ask the Lord to bring healing to all the parts of your life that aren't aligning with His best. Get to the bottom of your sins and struggles and ask for His healing power to be at work in your life. Think about your past baggage and the junk that you carry into relationships. What are you seeing in your life that you need to ask the Lord to give you healing and freedom from? Are you struggling with insecurity? Are you struggling with paralyzing anxiety? Are you struggling with lust and an addiction to porn that you just can't kick? You've got to be praying that God would help you with any of these unhealthy areas and then taking the next steps to get to the bottom of your sins so you can prepare yourself for a healthy relationship. Number four, pray that God would shape your heart for healthy and nourishing interactions with others. Colossians 3:12-14, guys, read that. And remember, it is so much more important that you learn how to love rather than longing to be loved. A lot of times we go into relationships and we just want to be loved. And that is our primary goal. But that perspective can really cause harm in relationships. Don't get me wrong. I always talk about the importance of give and take in a relationship. But sometimes we are so interested in being loved that we don't question how good we are at loving others. How good are you at loving others? And how do you allow that to play out in your relationships? What about in the closest relationships that you're in right now that aren't even romantic? When your heart is open to loving others and edifying them, encouraging and edifying one another, like Colossians tells us, the way that we are meant to, your relationships will be enriched and empowered when they come along. People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfileta.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out. Number 5, pray that God would bring healing into your past so that you're free to embrace the present. Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14 reminds us to move forward and forget what is behind. That doesn't mean we just ignore what's behind. That doesn't mean we repress it and we don't deal with it. When we deal with the pain of our past, it frees us to be focused on what's happening in the present. It's so easy to get stuck on our past, to be paralyzed and unable to live in the present because so much of our past is controlling us today. You know, the insecurities, the control issues, the hurts, the wounds, the pain that we've experienced in our past, the trust issues, whatever it is that is holding you back, it's important to ask God to bring healing into your past so that you can be free to live in the present. And for a lot of you guys, that's going to require the help of a professional counselor. If you feel like there's some areas in your past that you are just stuck on, invite a professional counselor in with you on the journey to help you get to the root of those things and identify what parts of your past are tripping you up in the present and get to the bottom of that stuff. You know, you guys know that I have sessions weekly, and I would be more than willing to meet with you to help you identify some of those things that you can break free of. You can learn more about booking a session with me at truelovedates.com/store. So pray that God would bring healing into your past. Number 6, pray that He would protect your emotional world and give you wisdom with how to set boundaries. Proverbs 4:23, guys, the Bible tells us to guard your heart. You are responsible for guarding your own heart. Nobody's going to be able to do that for you. That is nobody's job but yours. You know, how do we guard our heart? Well, we protect it. We set boundaries around our emotional world. You know, we set boundaries around our physical world, which we're going to talk about next. But God wants you to protect your emotions just as much as your spiritual life. He wants to be a part of what you're doing in your emotional world. He wants to bring you healing in your emotional health just as much as He wants to bring you healing in your spiritual health. They go together. They impact one another. So how are you interacting with people, and how is it impacting your heart, and what can you do about that? That is something really important, guys, to consider, asking God to help you protect your heart. I talk about this a lot in my book, True Love Dates. I also talk about this concept on some of my articles online about protecting your heart. So dig into some of those resources, and I'll link to those in the show notes as well. Number 7, pray that God would open your eyes to the joy of doing sex His way. Sex is powerful. Hebrews 13:4. Read that passage and remind yourself about what it means to honor that aspect of your life. You know, a lot of times I think it's easy for us to focus on what we can't do before marriage. You know, God doesn't want us to have sex before marriage, and we get bitter. We start building up resentment, like, God, you are just robbing me of these pleasures, you know, like that can be our attitude. But what if we were to ask God to help us open our eyes to doing life His way, to see that there are pleasures that He is reserving for us because He knows that sex in marriage is best. It is the ultimate opportunity for pleasure. What if we were able to see that God understands what's best for our life, and He wants us to do things in the best, most pleasurable, safe way possible? Rather than finding ourselves struggling with his plan, what if we would ask him to reveal his heart to us in the area of sex so that we can be freed to trust him without bitterness or regret? I spend an entire chapter camping out on this and the importance of the power of sex and the healing of sex and the bond of sex and why we need to change our view about waiting for sex. In my book, Love in Every Season, on the sex chapter in the season of summer. You guys need to check that out if you haven't already. If you need some encouragement in that area, I challenge you to read and reread that chapter and ask God to change your heart and open your eyes to seeing the joy of doing sex His way and His time. And number 8, pray that God would be the focus of your life now and forever. Psalm 37:4. At the end of the day, no matter how we view it, there's no gift that is greater than the giver. We don't always feel that, but it doesn't mean it's not true. Just because we don't feel it, it doesn't cease to be true. He is the greatest gift. And when we delight in Him first and foremost, He will give us the desire of our heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desire of your heart. I'm asking you to pray that God would be the greatest delight of your heart, your first love, like Revelation says. Guys, sometimes we forget our first love, and our love gets watered down and washed away by everything else in this world. But let's ask God to return us to that first love that we had for Him, to turn our hearts back to Him as our greatest delight and our greatest desire. Because when we shift our perspective, it has the power to change everything. This coming week, instead of focusing on your problems and worries and overanalyzing what you don't yet have, I want you to focus on what you do have, a direct line to the God who controls all things, including your heart, including your love life. It's time to actually do some real work in the area of your love life instead of wasting your mental energy. It's time to pray for your love life and make it a priority. And for those of you who want to really dig deep into praying for your love life in a way that's going to change everything, I challenge you to sign up for my course called 21 Days to Pray for Your Love Life, in parentheses, or lack thereof. Because I know a lot of you don't even have a love life yet, but you are the exact people I want to join with in prayer. This 21-day course is going to give you specific days of praying for your love life. And it comes with a detailed prayer journal with daily questions, daily activities, and daily next steps, daily verses, as well as prayers to pray each and every single day. Every day comes with a lesson that's sent directly to your inbox, an email devotional that you can sit and read and be encouraged by, passages of scripture, as well as specific prayers that are going to guide you how to pray inward, about dealing with your own personal stuff, dealing with your own healing, prayers that are going to guide you in how to pray outward as you look at that person that you might not even know exists yet, and how to pray specific prayers for him or her, and then praying upward, what it means to invite God into the journey of finding love and dating and allow him to have control in this area of your life. You know, thousands of other people have gone through these programs, guys, and I encourage you to check out 21 Days to Pray for Your Love Life. I'm going to link to it in the show notes, and I'm going to leave you a coupon code where you can get a coupon so that you can get this program and get started tomorrow. I'm going to leave all that information for you in the show notes, and I just encourage you to pray for love and begin that process of digging deep and asking God to bring healing and transformation into this part of your life. We pray for so many other things. Why not pray for something that's so close to our heart? So I encourage you and challenge you to start praying for your love life today. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you love what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about those as well as hundreds of articles and courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com or deborahfileta.com. I love connecting with you online. So find me on Facebook or Instagram at Deborah Fileta and tell me your story. If you have a question for me, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships and we'll try to get it answered on the show. I'm Deborah Fileta, and it was so great being together today, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. See you later.